A payloader backs up after it drops a load of downed and chainsawed trees in the back of a large truck. Redfield Street was one of the areas hit by a tornado yesterday afternoon, causing damage to over 200 homes and businesses in the southern part of La Crosse. Mayor Matt Harder says he expects damages to be in the millions.
Well, this has been extremely devastating, a damage to the city of La Crosse, and this affects a lot of people, and we'll do all that we can to help those people and bring life back to normal here in the city of La Crosse.
That may be a while for Redfield Street resident Michelle Zimmerman. She says she's still shook up after experiencing last night's over 100 miles per hour winds.
Trying to get everything cleaned up and get my windshield fixed so I could drive. My daughter was, she went to school this morning to tell all her friends all how she survived the tornado.
The National Weather Service in La Crosse says the tornado was an EF2. Tornado categories range from 0 to 5, weakest to strongest. This is the first tornado in the city since the 1960s. Last night's storms also caused damage in the Wisconsin counties of Monroe, Juneau, Portage, and Wood, and two neighboring Minnesota counties. Steve Bryson, Wisconsin Public Radio.